It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Let's go ahead and get right to it. A little sports action here. First off, we go to the world of baseball, which I know all eyes for you, Kelly. We're on the world of baseball.
Totally paying attention.
Yeah, absolutely. As the Texas Rangers were battling the Arizona Diamondbacks last night, game four.
In their 63rd season. It's happened! The Texas Rangers win the World Series!
I said game four, I meant game five. Yes, the Texas Rangers won their first ever World Series, beating the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-0 in game five. There you go.
Oh, that means our guy, Brandon Pfaadt.
Yeah.
Did he pitch?
No, he didn't pitch last night. He pitched game three, I want to say.
That's why they lost last night. They weren't pitching our guy.
That's probably why.
That's why.
Yeah. But then we also take a look at the world of sports as legendary Indiana University men's basketball coach Bob Knight has passed away.
He was what, 83?
He was 83 years old. All-time coaching record, 902 wins. Very impressive. Fourth all-time on men's basketball coaching win list.
Wow.
So obviously
was a legend.
A legend up there in Bloomington. Probably one of my favorite quotes from Bob Knight.
On earth is gone, and my activities here are past. I want they bury me upside down, and my critics can kiss my...
I mean, he was a colorful one, that Coach Knight.
Oh, wow.
He was a colorful one. He coached at IU from 1971 to the year 2000.
That's
three national titles.
Amazing
run. Yeah,
one.
He had quite the run there, so... A couple sports here. Sports!
Oh, sports!
You know, like I said, I mean, sometimes the world of sports takes over, and we just gotta recognize their World Series champions, the Texas Rangers. Don't really care too much about that. But yeah, Coach Bob Knight, I know, regionally, a very, very profound and important person here in the world of sports, especially regionally here.
Yeah, right. Especially to my mom.
To your mom?
She's a very big IU fan, despite the fact
that you
she
went to
always
Purdue?
Forgot that I went to Purdue.
Was she an
mom.
IU? Did she go to IU? Your dad
no.
went to UK, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went to graduate school at UK.
Mm.
And yeah, no, my mom was an X-ray technician.
Okay, so she went to like trade school.
Exactly.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so there, yeah. Coach Knight. I love that. So he did a lot of like TED Talks too.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one specific TED Talk about how he, and it's a long story. So I'm not going to play it. It's about a 3-4 minute story, but it's about the year that he coached the Olympic basketball team with Michael Jordan on the team. And like they go in at half and they're up like 30 points. Jordan had played 12 minutes, had an exceptional round. I mean, like he scored 19 points. He had like something like 12 rebounds, 9 assists. I mean, he and to Coach Knight's admission, played probably the most perfect 12 minutes of basketball ever. And so he's walking into the locker room. These kids, he's like, are completely on a high.
Yeah.
They know that they're already winning by like 29 points.
Right.
He's like, how am I going to motivate these guys to come out in the second half?
Yeah.
And so
don't need it.
And so he walks in to the locker room. He still hadn't come up with a way to do it. And the first person he sees is Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And again, admittedly, he had an amazing first half. And so he starts yelling at Jordan and saying, you know, look, I've got five guys out there. Four of guys are picking are setting screens. You're not setting one screen. I need you to set some screens. And he starts getting on Jordan about this, thinking that if I start yelling at Jordan and getting on Jordan's case, who played a perfect half of basketball, then the rest of the guys are going to go,
step up
wait, hang on a second. If he's mad at Jordan, what is he thinking about me, right?
I better up my game.
Yeah, yeah. So, but anyways, Coach Knight there passed away at the age of 83. And it was nice seeing like our coaches, Scotty Davenport from Bellarmine. He wrote a nice little kind of tribute to Coach Knight, and the fact that he had come down to Louisville and spoke to the Bellarmine Knights men's basketball program several years ago before the season started. And that season, they won a national championship.
See, it was Bobby Knight, little touch
I mean,
love
it's
him
just,
or hate him, you had to respect.
You just had to respect
the track record,
the ability
the
that
legend,
he had.
Legend, yeah.
He certainly was fiery, I will say that.
Oh,
yeah.
he was spicy.
He was a delight to watch in interviews. Because you didn't know which Coach Knight you were going to get. You might get the guy who like curses and swears and rips off his microphone and throws it on the ground and stomps out of the interview, yells at the reporters, things like
that. That's the throwing chairs Bobby Knight that we love.
Yeah, I was going to say that was that guy. Uh-huh. So, all right. So he passed away, age 83. Feel good stories. Do this every hour throughout the morning. All right, Kelly Kay.
I'm giving you a mascara warning right now.
Oh, shoot. I've already put it on.
If you are in the middle of putting your mascara on, put it down until after you hear this. A groom stopped his wedding ceremony at the altar for one more vow, which he emotionally dedicated to his beloved stepson. Cottrell is a 35-year-old groom in the video who's been in 9-year-old Adrian's life since he was 6 years old. Mm. He met his bride, Adrian's mom, Genesis, 10 years earlier in college. They reconnected in 2020. And right away, Adrian took to Cottrell, even gave him a nickname, Big Bird, which he still uses today. So when, you know, lockdown happened, Adrian, also known as Little Bird to Cottrell, had a lot of time to start bonding with his new stepdad. Stayed inside, played card games, board games, indoor sports, and all the time forming kind of that father-son relationship. So by the time it was Cottrell and Genesis' big day, he decided he needed to incorporate his new stepson in the ceremony. His bride, though, was very surprised when he decided to read a promise to my son.
So I wrote this myself, and I call this a promise to my son. I came into your life when you were 6 years old, and I wasn't sure how this was gonna go. But I let God take the wheel, and I knew he would have this under control. You're a gift and a blessing, because you have not only taught me patience, but how to be a dad. And that's the greatest gift anyone could have. So today, I make this promise to you, that I will always be there for you. I will always protect you. I will always be a shoulder you can lean on. I will always play games with you. But most of all, I will always love you. Little Bird.
I mean, right?
Yes.
Oh, wasn't a dry eye in the entire house. So just an amazing video. We've got on the way. So if you want to further get the tears going, watch the video. WDJS.com.
That's what I want to do. I'm going to get more tears going.
Happy tears, though. It's happy tears.
Olivia Rodrigo there, 99.7 DJX. A couple things with her. She's going to be performing with Sheryl Crow. She is a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame honoree there during the induction ceremony coming up on Friday. So that's a big honor for her. And then you get to hear a little bit of new Olivia Rodrigo, like stuff that's not on her album Guts. In the upcoming trailer for The Hunger Games, The Ballad of the Songbirds and Snakes. I'll play a little bit for you.
I've never seen those birds before.
Mockingjays, we call them.
Nah, I don't think that's Olivia. Oh, wait. It's the music underneath. Okay.
But on the
side of the... You seem like a good man, Corlina Snow. Would have been nice to meet you under different circumstances.
Your role is to turn these children into spectacles, not survivors.
We're live!
Good luck with that poor little songbird.
Run. I am gonna get you out of here. But if I'm gonna risk everything, tell me, is this real?
If you can trust anyone in this world, you can trust me. Coming like a storm
into your town. There's natural goodness born into us all.
Yeah, so that's...
awesome.
I was going to say, I mean, you kind of hear a little bit of the song. It sounds kind of cool. I'm kind of excited for the movie itself. The Hunger Games. Have you not... You've seen The Hunger Games, yeah?
Well, yeah, actually, we just dove into them recently.
Oh, did you?
With Ava.
Good.
She wanted to see them all. So we went through the whole series.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't see... I already have feelings about Snow, so they're going to make me try to change my feelings about Snow. Try to make good guy.
Yeah, I was going
to
say,
unfortunately,
yes,
got put in this position.
Put into the position
of being awful, President.
Yeah, he
Snow.
Is awful.
I already have feelings.
Uh huh.
I don't need my feelings changed or challenged.
It's okay to have your feelings challenged every now and then.
No, I don't need my feelings challenged. I've already made up my mind about Snow.
So this would be like the prequel to The Hunger Games that you would have already seen with Jennifer Lawrence and all that. So, The Hunger Games, Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. I think that's what, Thanksgiving? Is that when it's out?
Yes, I think so. It's this month.
Yeah, and new Olivia Rodrigo along with. So that'll be kind of exciting. We'll have to see how well that song does. Typically, songs like that do pretty well.
Yeah.
Especially when they're in popular movies.
Get a little boost from the movie, yeah.
For sure. All right, coming up next. When you witness someone doing an act of heroism, especially if it's an attractive person, a little flutter in your heart.
Like, wow.
A little tickle in your loins.
Bona fide loins? Really?
Well, really? How else would you describe
it? You have to bring up loins this early.
I'm just saying.
In the day.
It can be exhilarating.
Sure.
But if you don't get their name or number, how are you going to follow up with them?
You've got to reconnect with your hero, right? You've got to reconnect.
99.7 DJX.
It's that weekly search for love. When we scour the internet, we find people who are just having a hard time reconnecting with someone who they had an experience with in real life. So we find it, we bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Man for woman, the blonde at the laundromat. You were the sexy blonde at the laundromat last night. Mm-hmm. I was the guy who was folding other people's laundry into various origami shapes. I call it laundrigami.
Wait a second. We're folding laundry into origami shapes?
This serves multiple purposes, most of which make no sense.
Okay.
So I'll only mention the ones that do.
All right.
First and foremost, it's nice to come back to the laundromat and find your freshly dried clothes folded neatly by a stranger.
Oh, or it's creepy because it's by a stranger.
It's even nicer to come back to find your favorite t-shirt folded into the shape of a swan.
Okay.
Even if that one does require a few staples.
I'm sorry, we're stapling shirts?
Or your underwear folded into the shape of the Spanish Armada.
I don't need my underwear touched by strangers.
A bra, bam, a bridge. Don't even need to fold those.
A bridge?
I just create a tiny toll plaza on one side out of one of those tiny 50-cent detergent boxes and add cars like regular M&Ms or peanut M&Ms for SUVs.
What is happening?
Apparently not realizing their significance, you ate several of my cars like some modern-day laundromat Godzilla. Anyway, you left for a while as your clothes were drying. I'd love to know what you thought of the sock panda.
The sock panda?
Would you like to get coffee sometime?
Oh, man. Listen, if he would have just done the sock panda and left it at that, maybe.
Maybe.
But when you are touching other people's underwear and stapling their shirts, no, sir!
Listen, if it weren't weird, it wouldn't be...
Craigslist. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
Laundrigami, though, I kind of like the name.
Yeah, right?
That's the only part I'm on board with. Okay. This one, settle in. It's kind of lengthy. It's guy who chased purse snatcher, woman for man.
Oh.
So if I'm reading this, we're going after a hero.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I hope you get this. Just after I was totally convinced there were a few good men left in this world, here I finally see one take action. Taking it into his own hands. And I won't lie to you, I liked it a lot, and it was incredibly hot.
Oh.
I was a girl in a corporate skirt, waiting at a bus stop and periodically checking my phone.
Mm.
I had seen you earlier walking around, and truth be told, I didn't give you much thought. But don't read into that. I have the red storm in town this week. I think we know what you mean by that, right?
Yeah.
And my job has been stressing me out a bit.
Okay.
As I waited, suddenly I saw a man run up to an older woman sitting nearby, do a ninja-like cartwheel, and then grab her purse.
Oh, no.
She screamed, and this is when you took note.
Oh.
You were walking right past me at this point, and threw your coffee to the ground, tossed me your messenger bag.
Oh, wow.
Not again, you said. Not in my house. No, no way. Following this decree, you then ran after the man and yelled at him to stop.
Stop right now!
Wow.
And surprisingly, he did.
Wow!
Although he had a black mask on, he turned around and I could tell he stared you down, and lo and behold, he then started running towards you and yelling incoherently.
Uh-oh.
You had paused by this point and remained in place, doing a few shadow kicks and punches to dissuade him as much as you could.
What is happening?
And finally, the moment I was waiting for, the conclusion, with him running toward you, you maneuvered yourself to execute a roundhouse kick, which, if executed perfectly, would have kicked his head off completely.
Wow.
Trust me, I'm from Cleveland. That's how it works.
Okay.
What are they doing in Cleveland?
I know, right?
At the moment of impact, as it neared, I was hoping you would try to kick his head toward me and then use that as an opening to ask for my number.
Okay.
Like, kicking this direction.
Wow.
So I could talk to you.
Yeah.
So I kept a close watch, believe you me. Suck on this criminal, you said when twisting and readying your body to take him out. But unfortunately, your foot hit a parking meter. And he was able to just kick your butt and then took your wallet and for some reason took your pants off as a form of psychological punishment.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh.
What a turn of events.
That was a turn of events. Shocking turn of events. You laid there in just a white button down and underpants and cried until the police showed up and put a blanket on you and gave you tea.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. But I think it's cool that you at least tried to do something.
Right.
And for that, you get a date with me. My name is Tiffany.
Oh, hi, Tiffany.
I have a cat, some ambiguous student loan debt, and I drive a Kia. Let's go get some sushi. Signed, Tiff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What a moment that was.
I mean, it was just the heroic intent. That was really all she needed. Yeah. Oh, bless his heart. I hope he recovers.
All right. Well, hey.
The parking meter.
Well, whether or not
pants stolen.
You thought you found the love of your life while you were folding their underwear at the laundromat, or the love of your life just got his butt kicked trying to defend the honor of some old lady.
But he had the best of intentions. He was trying to do the right thing and be a hero. Therefore, he still is a hero, and I'm rooting for that one.
There it is. That is
Craigslist.
Amy texts in and says, I imagine the laundry gommy and the purse thief thwarter are the same guy.
Could be.
It could be. This is true. All right, this is a setting the bar story. Kelly?
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
All right, so this involves...
What you doing, Terry?
Back it up, Terry!
Doesn't involve him specifically. But have you ever been caught in like a traffic jam behind an accident or something? I mean, I feel like we all have, right?
Yes.
You could be stuck for a long time. However, this was an interesting twist. So if you can manage to make it through the day without getting into an accident when you're carrying a bunch of fireworks, you're doing okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah. There was this tractor trailer got into an accident in Canada. The pickup truck was towing its own trailer packed with fireworks. This was wild for a couple reasons. One, the fireworks started going off.
Oh, gosh.
Which caused all the lanes
lit them up.
Of traffic be cut off on the highway.
No.
And two, it was 10 o'clock at night, meaning it was dark. So it was legit a fireworks display.
The people
drivers,
were just like, oh, look at that.
Yeah, the drivers sat in this stopped traffic for hours watching an impromptu fireworks display.
I mean, that part's kind of cool. If you're not within like a dangerous distance.
I was going to say, no one was seriously hurt,
that's
which is good. Here are some of the witnesses.
I was hiding in the car because I didn't want to get hit by a stray rocket or anything. But yeah, it was just so loud and so huge.
Just as we approached it, boom, all of it started going off again. And we were just like, okay, we just have to slam on the gas and just try to book it through.
The whole highway is backed up.
Yeah, it was definitely scary. It was loud, aggressive.
It was awesome. It's the best fireworks show I've ever seen.
Wait a second. One is like, it's loud and aggressive and scary. And the other one's like, that was the best show ever. Very different perspective.
It was a little bit different
the
perspective.
Same situation.
Right, exactly. So, you know, the good news is, no one was seriously injured or anything like that.
That was a lot of inventory lost.
Yeah.
Oh.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting into an accident when you're pulling a tractor trailer full of fireworks, then you're doing okay.
Listen, truck drivers have a very big responsibility when they're hauling big loads like that.
What you doing, Terry?
That is your setting the bar story. All right, I asked you to do a little homework, and that was think about what is the weirdest thing you love smelling?
Weirdest thing I love smelling?
Mm-hmm. This is a segment we like to call Normal or Nope. All right.
Okay.
Where you send us a little, you give us like a little question like, hey, is what I do normal or is it, it's kind of out there. It's a freak flag that you're flying. You're waving, right?
Okay.
By the way, the person who messaged us said, I enjoy smelling the plate or bowl before I use it.
Do plates or bowls have smells?
I don't think so.
I've never known them to have smells.
But maybe it's just a reassurance that it's clean.
Okay.
So you like smell the plate or bowl before you put food on it or in it?
I mean, I'm fairly confident if it's in the cupboard, it's clean. Unless you're yanking it out of the dishwasher.
That is true. Have you ever done that?
Before it's been run? No. Yeah.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
No.
You keep it in there until you run the dishwasher because you know it's dirty if it's in there and you haven't run it yet.
Okay, so as a, I'm going to say that's not normal.
Yeah, smelling, no, that's not normal.
Smelling the dishes before you put food on them. Now,
they don't have a smell.
If you take them out of the dishwasher, you've never done that?
No. No, if you have run the dishwasher.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
that, there's like a lemony aroma based on whatever dish tab you're using.
Well, I'm going to say I have taken dishes out of the dishwasher before they've been run and reuse them because I'm either out of dishes or I need a certain thing that's in and I'll maybe give it a quick rinse or a little
like fully even wash it. You know, scrub it down a little bit. Oh, wow. I've taken like a spatula or whatever. There's a special wide spatula. We have like one of them and we use them. It's perfect for flipping pancakes. Well, if it hasn't been washed yet, I'll take it out of the dishwasher. I will wash it and then use it.
Yeah. I mean, I'll give it a quick rinse and then.
You don't use any dish soap.
Maybe give it a sniff and.
Oh.
But like, you know. Silverware or things like that. If there's silverware that is
in someone else's mouth,
I'm out of silverware, and I'm like, I need a spoon.
You need to wash that,
and I'll give it a
rinse.
I'll give it a quick rinse.
No, you need to,
you know, with my thumb and stuff.
No!
I'll just do it.
Your thumb doesn't have detergent,
and it's a little bit exhilarating for me because it's almost like a game of roulette where it's like silverware roulette where I'm like, I could have already used this, or it could have been my wife, it could have been my kids, it could have been anyone. Could have been used for cat food.
Oh, don't know.
It's a little bit like silverware.
Wow.
Am I saying too much?
A little. There are times when you should stop talking. When you hear yourself say these things, you should stop talking.
Amber says, I love the smell of a new pool liner. Or, fun fact, window clings smell the same. Weird, yes. I don't know.
Window clings.
A pool liner. I know that smell. The smell of a pool liner, it's like that plasticky sort of smell,
it's
right?
Like a mix of plastic and chlorine, right?
Maybe. Yeah. Tanya says, I like the smell of gasoline and lighter fluid.
I was just going to say, I know a lot of people that like gasoline smell, which typically isn't like a universal smell that people like.
As long as you don't like, drink it or eat it or anything
drink
like that.
Drink it? Yeah. No. None of that.
Kim texts in and says, I just got to ask, is Kelly one of those weird people? Oh, we could just end it there. Kim asks, is Kelly one of those weird people that never let her kid eat off of her fork or drink out of her cup?
No, that's not. No, not at all.
All right.
No.
So
that happens
see,
all the time.
So it's the same thing.
But it is the mystery.
No. It's not the same thing.
Being pulled out of the dishwasher that I'm not down with.
That's exhilarating and fun.
It's not
Kelly.
Exhilarating and fun.
Shirley says, I like the smell of new Play-Doh. Yeah, I get that.
Okay.
You know what? There's another person who just texted in and says, my boyfriend smells every dish before he uses it too.
Really?
Even if he watches me wash that dish. So maybe it's not just a...
Are you looking
non-normal
for
thing.
Traces of the food that was last there? Is that what you're looking for?
I love how you're asking me like I do it. I don't do that. I have admitted that I take stuff out of the dishwasher and I'll give it a quick rinse and a little with my thumb before reusing it if I need it. Like a measuring cup, a plate, a spoon maybe, maybe a knife. I'll go in, I'll look, I'll be like, all right, that knife was used for peanut butter. I'm going to use it for peanut butter too. So I'll just
keep the old peanut butter on there.
No, I don't keep the old peanut butter on there.
Okay.
No, that drives me nuts too. My daughters, they think that this gobs and gobs of peanut butter that they have left on the knife. First of all, you can either scrape it on the bread and clean it, or you can scrape it on the actual peanut butter jar and clean it off before you put it in the dishwasher. But
still,
they put it in the dishwasher.
You need to rinse first. They don't understand
that
you have to rinse off the dishes first. You don't like put gobs of food and let the dishwasher do the heavy lifting.
Elena loves the smell of basements and garages. I wonder, basements could have a mildewy sort of smell. So I'm assuming not that, because if you like basements and garages, it's that sort of industrial sort of smell, I guess.
Okay. Morgan loves the smell of paper, books
specifically. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get that. They do have a smell. Why is Jim, the school bus driver, like attacking me? Kelly's one of those people that warning labels were created for. LOL. Why? Why am I being attacked?
I'm the one who's admitting.
I feel like doing I'm all this the stuff. Normal one here. Why am I being attacked?
I'm not attacking you.
I'm being attacked.
One person decides.
Yes. Okay. Says I love the smell of wooden pencils.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah.
Those are good.
The smell of bleached clothes. Okay.
Yeah. Racing fuel smells grapey. Another person texts in.
Vic said that. Yeah. Wow.
Racing fuel. Where are you getting racing fuel? Is that different than regular fuel?
I guess, yeah. Go to like the Speedway?
Are you talking about like the Speedway that's up there off 71?
Yeah, I guess. Kentucky Speedway? Is that where we smell
it? Is that where you smell it?
I don't know.
Like,
racing fuel?
I don't typically like go to NASCAR and Formula One events, so I don't know
maybe
if
it smells different.
If that's a thing.
Yeah, Becky, Scotch tape reminds me of Christmas when I was little, because they're using Scotch tape to tape up all the presents.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Instead of like the invisible tape, Scotch tape.
Okay.
That's kind of fun. Bleached clothes. Yeah, I just like the smell of bleach. Bleach is good because it makes me smell clean.
Yes. Clean. Yes. Okay. Smell of laundry. Yes. Smell of laundry when it's right out of the dryer, of course, because then you have like the dryer sheet or the, you know, fabric softener or whatever, even the detergent smell on there. Yeah.
Yeah, several people are saying new tires are good.
Okay.
Like if you go to a mechanic and they smell like tires,
yes,
you know, in there. Yeah, that's good.
Like Justin, my daughter likes gasoline and skunk. Skunk? Your daughter likes the smell of, that is the most rancid smell ever.
You better be watching out for your daughter.
Oh, gosh. Oh, you know what's worse is we got this spray to put on the flowers because the deer have been eating our flowers in the back. There's a spray that you can spray on the flowers. It is the most rank smelling thing.
But do you like it?
No, I hate it. I hate it. And I have to make sure that I'm careful of like not spraying it if the wind is blowing at all and it blows on me.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's like dog anal glands. That's the smell.
Dog anal glands.
That is the worst smell on planet Earth. It's really among the worst on planet Earth.
All right.
And well, that's what that stuff
well,
smells
I appreciate
like.
The listener who kicked off this sort of like little freak flag. Weirdest thing you love smelling, because they said they love to smell dishes before they put food on them, like a plate or a bowl, before they put food on them. All right. All you who love smelling skunks, I'm thinking you also like the smell of marijuana, too. That's where that term comes from.
Oh, okay.
Not that I would know. I mean, I've been around people.
Gotcha. Heard.
I've read books.
You've read books.
I've read books about it. All right. We can circle back around on some of this stuff a little bit later. But yeah, 502-795-1997 is our number. Kind of interesting. The whole trick-or-treat, you know, phenomenon was this past week, right? And the in Kansas City, at least, there was a big sign outside Travis Kelce's million-dollar home that said, closed to trick-or-treaters. It was blocked off with police tape, security guard outside telling kids, nobody's home. Move on.
Okay.
That's not the story.
Wasn't afraid of, like, a bunch of Swifties, like, figuring out where he lives and showing up thinking that he's going to get a glimpse of her.
Well, I mean, people already know where he lives in Kansas City. Kansas City people know where Travis Kelce lives.
Okay.
He just, I guess, upgraded his house, too.
Yes, for security, because when you date someone of Taylor's magnitude,
the spotlight gets
a little brighter, and he's aware of that.
Right. The thing is, people knew they were lying because they could see lights going on inside the house. In fact, I want to believe they were recording. Travis was recording a podcast with his brother at that exact same time too.
Gotcha.
And apologized to his brother's daughters for doing this during peak trick or treating hours.
Exactly, because dad's got to like take him around the neighborhood.
Yeah,
I gotta ruin that.
And one mom was quoted as saying to the news, they're not handing out candy. You believe that? Well, we know they're lying. Swifty is here.
Oh, boy.
Because apparently Taylor flew into Kansas City on Monday and left yesterday.
She came in early to console him over the loss.
I mean, she is gunning for girlfriend of the year.
Yep.
I mean, she's coming on hard and late into the game because, you know, we've already had 10 months of the year pass. So.
Sure.
You know, if you're vying for girlfriend of the year, you've got to make up for some lost time.
But she also knows
January
she's
to September
about ready to, you know, head off on to Eras Tour part two.
She's got to get all that time in.
And so that's
with her mans
kind of tie it up. So she's trying to be available as much as she can.
Well, let's be honest. Travis is probably going to be available here in the next month or so, too.
Or are you saying they're not going to make it to the Super Bowl?
They're probably not going to make it to the Super Bowl.
They won last year.
That doesn't... The Bengals were in the Super Bowl last year.
Mm.
And they're like 3-3.
Okay.
Or 4-3. I mean, there's a shot that they could make it.
Well, if she could put pause on her tour and just be at every game, he plays much better. It's statistically showing that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So really, the Super Bowl hinges on Taylor.
That's true. All right, coming up, Jessica is about a year into her new job, right?
Mm-hmm.
Someone there at her work has caused her to literally question everything.
Wow.
Yes. In fact, she doesn't even feel in control and wonders what to do.
Oh, boy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Jessica, in quotes, says, Ben and Kelly, I can't believe I'm writing to you all and subjecting myself to the scrutiny of you and your listeners.
Wow.
But here we go.
Okay.
I'm a 30-year-old married woman.
Uh-huh.
Since I started a new job a year ago, I've been very attracted to this handsome, smart, and funny colleague. Might I shamefully add that I am not bad-looking and not a bimbo.
Mm.
At first, I thought it was just kind of a passing phase, but it's not. I've never been so attracted to someone in my whole life, not even my husband.
Mm.
It feels like an innate emotion, something beyond my control, like an invisible string that pulls me toward him. Now, I haven't said or done anything to give myself away, but it's getting harder. I'm in this dreamy state of mind after I talk to him. He is single, aware of my marital status, and has never come on to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what his feelings are toward me, but I can't stop thinking and fantasizing about him. Should I try to stop these emotions or let fate take its course?
No.
Okay, please don't think I'm a horrible person, but I really am confused. Thank you, and please go easy on me.
is, okay, so like, I would be curious to wonder if she calls him like work husband, work wife.
Doesn't sound like it.
Yeah. Yeah. So it sounds like it's a one-way street right now.
Yes.
Because she's not getting the reciprocating glances, vibes, energy from her coworker.
Can we go to some early comments on Facebook?
Sure, we could do that. Yeah.
Mike, stop reading. I stopped reading as soon as I saw married. Leave the guy alone. He clearly sees you're married and hasn't hit on you. Becky, you're married. You can look but never touch or act on these feelings. Nicole, stop romanticizing him. You'll regret it so much. Please get therapy to talk all of this out and learn healthy coping techniques on how to take control of yourself. You don't even really know this guy. Truly imagine your life without your husband. Where would you live? Mm-hmm. How would you afford life? Mm-hmm. This thing with your coworker has a 1% chance of even making it off the ground. Is it worth it?
But you're saying there's a chance. No.
That's not what we're saying at all. Because again, she's never even seen one little inch that this guy thinks anything like that about her. I mean, as far as he's concerned, she's married and off limits. He's probably never even allowed that thought to enter his mind. And even if she was available, do we even know he would be attracted to her then? She's thinking of leaving her entire life for a fantasy in her mind.
Okay. I mean, if she's not married, if she's available, then this is a completely different conversation.
Absolutely. Yeah. But this circumstances are what they are. So I don't think it's a healthy risk to take.
Well,
unless this is truly showing her she is not getting what she needs
out of her marriage and just needs
to walk away regardless if there was anybody else that she was interested in. She needs to fully examine that.
Okay, so how does she stop these emotions? Because without leaving her job, because that would be the way to legit just cut everything off.
Yep.
And say, you know what, I'm going to get another job.
Yes.
I'm going to. But that's easier to say than it is to actually do, especially if she's got tenure, if she's got a good job, if she's comfortable in it. That may be hard to do.
Started a year ago.
She hasn't been there all that long.
But I think you get professional counseling and you get someone who is trained to help you talk through and put these feelings where they're supposed to be, either like squash them or examine why you're having these feelings when you are married.
Mm. Let us know if you've got a story about this sort of situation, especially someone at work and how you dealt with it. Maybe you were tested and you pulled through. How you did it, I think, would help Jessica here.
Yeah.
502-795-1997. Group therapy is an interesting one. Jessica, in quotes, about a year into a new job, one of her colleagues have caused her to question everything, even her marriage. At first, she thought it was just kind of a phase, but it's not. And she's never been, quote, so attracted to someone in her whole life. She's torn. Like, how does she move forward? How does she stop emotions? Does she let nature take its course? I'm a big fan of letting nature take its course, but not necessarily in this case.
Yes. Everybody on, there are lots of comments lighting up on Ben and Kelly's show on Facebook. Nicole, disrespectful to your husband to even consider cheating. You say you're not a bimbo and don't want anyone being mean, but you're asking this kind of question. You are married. You said vows to your husband. If you want to cheat, at least divorce your husband, as it sounds like he deserves better. Betty says, A, you're married. B, no one respects a cheater. C, never date a coworker. D, you're married. Stop planning to cheat.
Well, I met my wife. She was a coworker of mine.
Okay, but were you married?
No.
You were not, sir.
No.
No, you were not. HJ said, it's lust you're feeling. Every time you get those feelings, just tell yourself you're married and that he's terrible in the bedroom and he's got lots of earwax. So another Jessica, says you're married. Marriage gets stale. It's perfectly normal for it to ebb and flow. If you've never had any issues in your marriage up until this point, you may just be loving the high this guy is providing. It
yeah.
will pass. If you love your husband and value your marriage, you need to let this go. You don't even know how this guy feels about you.
This is true.
What if you tell him and he doesn't reciprocate those feelings? Then you're stuck in an awkward spot at work with the destruction of a solid marriage for nothing.
Okay.
Take a long, hard look at your marriage.
All right. So how did you meet your current husband?
Actually, that is how I met my husband.
Oh, that's how you met your husband?
Yes, but I was not married. I was just in a relationship. But it was one of those things where I met him. I had no idea how he felt about me. I felt completely like head over heels, could not speak. It was horrible. But, yeah, I was just really honest. Like, I hadn't talked to him at all. I just broke up with my ex.
Mm-hmm.
And then I pursued it, and now we're married, and we have three kids. So, like, but I also never cheated. So maybe it's just if she feels that strongly to drop everything and try it, that would be, I feel like, the only moral way to do it, to just be honest and cut ties before she does anything.
At the very least, it's telling her that there is something missing in her marriage if she is so adamant.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I think I didn't realize that I wanted more kids until I, like, pursued the relationship that I now have with my husband.
Right.
So, like, maybe you are missing out on something, but, like, the best way to pursue that would be to first be honest, cut ties, and then go after it.
Okay.
I don't, you know, karma, not to mess with. Like, be clean about it.
I hear you. I hear you. Well, it seemed to work out for you, so that's good.
Yeah, it did.
All right. Well, hey, thank you so much for sharing your story.
You're welcome.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Alexis.
Hi. I had a comment about the group therapy.
Yeah.
So if this lady really does have, like, true feelings for this guy and they're not puppy dog feelings, she needs to think about the fact that if she were to do anything with him while she's still married, if that were to turn into a relationship, like a real relationship, how is that guy ever going to be able to trust her?
True. She needs to figure out if she truly needs to leave her marriage, do that first before she ever thinks of pursuing this guy.
Exactly. And is a chance really worth ruining your entire life, your entire marriage, everything that you've already built?
Yes, well, she is looking at upending her entire life. Yes,
well, you obviously didn't hear our last caller, so. All right, Alexis, hey, thank you. We got to run.
Have a good day.
All right, thank you. We got another message that said, please don't say my name, but as someone who followed through with the work fantasy, got the divorce, etc., it's not worth it. I've never been so miserable and didn't end up with the fantasy man.
Okay, the biggest thing is, you know, maybe just the fact that you are having these feelings for somebody else is, again, mm-hmm, just an indication that you need to turn some more attention to your marriage and figure out what's missing there. And then, really, I think if you do end up walking away from the marriage, at least if you try to put work into it, go to therapy,
yep,
figure that out, you can walk away knowing that you gave it
your best
shot.
Yep.
Yes, and then you'll have no regrets in that case. But then you have to also be prepared that maybe fantasy guy isn't going to work out either, and then you're going to end up on your own, and are you going to be okay with that? Like, if you're going to regret leaving your marriage, if you're going to be like, oh, well, that guy rejected me, I wish I had my husband back, then that's not good either. So you have to figure
analyze your own marriage.
Yes, you have to figure out if you're going to leave your marriage that you will be okay alone and moving on no matter what happens after that.
All right, a lot to think about. Thank you, Jessica, for reaching out to us. I feel like we were relatively easy on you.
I think we gave a little tough love.
Maybe.
But it's fact that we're coming at it because we love you and we understand you're confused. You're in a tough spot. We're trying to help.
All right. That is group therapy. Keep us posted. And we'd like to play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's introduce you to Chelsea calling us from Plainview. Hi there, Chelsea.
Hi, good morning, everyone.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Hi. Hi. Welcome.
Welcome.
Chelsea's got brown hair, drives a Tucson. What is that? A Is that a GM Chevy?
A Hyundai.
Hyundai. All right. You like it?
I love it. I just got it over the summer.
Ah, very good. Very good. And is a nursing coordinator at Spalding. So we love that. My mom was in nursing forever and in the academia world for a long time as well. So yeah, for sure. And you're engaged. So tell us exactly how he proposed.
He actually proposed at a park. He just randomly one day was like, hey, do you want to go on a walk? I'm like, yeah, I love walks.
yeah, I love walks.
And all of a sudden we're walking, we're talking about things, and we like go over this little creek, and I just turned around and he was on his knee.
Aww.
So he definitely caught me off guard. Aww. Yeah.
That's adorable.
That is an adorable love, story. So yeah. he didn't like pretend that he was breaking up with you and then propose?
No, he did not. But he did have the ring for quite a bit. And after we got engaged, he was like, you know where I hid it? It was just on the top shelf of the closet. I'm just so short, I could never see it.
Yeah, you know what? I had the ring for a while, too, before I popped the question to my wife. And I remember I would bring it in, because we lived long distance at the time, I would bring it into town and just have it in my pocket. And I, just in case, like, the moment struck where I was like, you know what, this is the moment. This is it, you know? And there were times where she'd be like, you know, she'd give me a hug, or she'd, like, want to put her hands in my pockets, you know, cutesy-wise.
I know.
I'd be like, no, we can't. We're not married yet. Can't put the hands in the pockets. You can't play pocket pool yet.
Okay.
Anyways. All right, we're going to play Little Kid Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain how it works.
All right, you're going to hear three magical stories. You have to figure out that that's story happened when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult.
All right, you ready? Here's the first one.
I got mauled by a police dog.
Woof. Mauled by a police dog?
That sounds violent.
I know. I'm going to say drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
Yeah, probably.
All right, both of you saying drunk adult.
Yeah. I was a little kid.
Okay, you better explain yourself.
Oh, wow.
Better explain yourself quick.
My dad was on the police force in a small town in 1998 when they got their first police dog. The people they got the dog from did the demonstration with the guy in the padded suit. My dad took me to watch, and my dad asked if I wanted to try, and I tried to say no because I was only 10, but next thing I know, I was in the suit. I was terrified as that dog latched on. All the other officers were laughing at how terrified I was. Ultimately,
laughing?
I got the last laugh, though, because I pissed all through their padded suit from sheer terror.
All right. No. So that's a little bit better than the initial sentence. He was a kid. He was in the padded suit. His dad's on the force. All right.
Okay, but wow. Still.
What a sentence.
Dang.
All right, you're still 0 for 1, Chelsea. Let's go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I set up a booby trap to get a friend, but it backfired and got a teacher instead.
Set a booby trap.
To get a friend. Okay.
Yep.
Got a teacher instead.
Yep.
All right, so you're thinking because...
Like A wild little kid.
Yes, you sound, because a teacher is involved, you're thinking kid,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Makes me want to say drunk adult.
All right, so Kelly, you're saying drunk adult.
Yes.
Chelsea, you're sticking with little kid?
I'm going to stick with little kid.
Okay, all right.
I was a drunk adult.
See? I knew it was going to be one of those where it's not the obvious answer. Oh, my God.
All right.
I lived on campus and I had no classes one day, so... I thought I'd mess with my roommate when he came back to the dorms. Uh-huh. So when I saw him coming up the walkway, I set a garbage can filled with water tilted against the door into the hall. And so when he opened it, boom. Well, he stopped to talk to someone, and a professor opened it instead.
Oh.
And she was so
pissed.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Oh, wow.
Oh, gee, the professor was mad.
Oh. All right, Chelsea, you are terrible at this game.
To be fair,
I'm trying.
You are trying. We need you to try harder. Okay, here we go. Next, last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I had to be driven home naked at 3 in the morning.
I have to hear this story.
I can't tell if it's the obvious, like, a drunk adult.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. It sounds like a drunk adult to me.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to go with.
That's what you're going with? Drunk adult?
You're going with
the obvious answer.
All right.
I am.
I will go with you on this. We'll jump in the deep end together.
Are you just saying that just to not be right when she's wrong?
Yes, I don't want to contradict her again and be right.
All right.
Thanks, Kelly.
You're welcome.
Right. So, Chelsea, this is to at least get one right, or you are going to go 0 for 3. You said drunk adult.
I was a little kid.
I knew it!
Oh, my God!
I knew it! I knew it!
Chelsea! All right, so we had to... You are terrible. All right, you had to...
Game all the time.
Well, you're not good at it. Okay. I'll tell you that.
I'm not.
All right, so hang on. What was the story?
I stayed at a friend's house one weekend, and we ate entirely too much ice cream when his parents went to bed. And in the middle of the night, I woke up, and I didn't make it to the bathroom in time and puked all over myself.
Oh, you're the puking kid. I was the puking kid.
Were you naked?
I was significantly bigger than my friend, so I had to be driven home without any clothes at 3 a.m. I did have a towel around me, but still, embarrassing.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they're like, no, we're not taking those clothes home in the car. It's going to smell.
It's going to smell awful.
That smell, not going to do it. Oh, my gosh.
All right. Well, Chelsea, you make this really difficult on us.
A big goose egg?
Yeah. You are 100%. You got 100%.
Yes.
100% wrong.
And we have zero standards, so you win.
All right. Yeah, we'll hook you up because it's kind of a pity prize at this point. All right.
It's good, though.
Ouch.
Yeah, well, Chelsea, you didn't bring it. I mean, you deserve everything that's coming to you.
Terrible story this morning. Terrible story.
They were terrible. They were like, listen, they came at you. You thought it was going to be one way, sharp left turn.
All right. Chelsea, hang on a quick sec. We're going to get a little bit more information from you, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on.
The magic of this game, it really is. It's magical. So listen, we need more of those stories.
Yep.
If you think you've got a good one where it could go either way, depending on how you look at it, give us a little teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story, email us benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
Ben and Kelly's Throwback Thursday, presented by Drake's. Come play. Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right, congrats, Vic. You get the first. Flo Rida, good feeling. That's a TBT.
There you go.
All right, we got you on Throwback Thursday. Look at that, Flo Rida, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Nicole rolls in and says, hey, do you have any Hillary Duff hits? And I'm like, scratching my head. Yeah, come on now. I'll have to tell you my fun Hillary Duff interview in a hotel room story.
Okay.
Coming up after Wake Up, Throwback Thursday. Enough banger right there.
So
I'm interviewing her before she's doing a show at maybe Freedom Hall or something like that. It would have been years ago. And I was like, what was the craziest thing you did in a hotel room? And you know, it's Hillary Duff. She's like, I threw grapes out of the window at passersby.
Grape thrower.
Yeah, she's a grape thrower. Yeah, exactly. How do you follow Hillary Duff? Well, Jessica from Recycle Floyd County says, well, I need a little slow motion.
Slow motion.
Not ready to turn back the clocks this weekend. How is it only 3 weeks till Thanksgiving? We get it.
That is true.
Throwback Thursday. I like it like that. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. We don't play the entire song on Throwback Thursday. We got to get to all of your requests. So.
We got to hit it and quit it.
Yep.
Susie needs some black-eyed peas. I'm a bee.
Oh, good one.
Yes. Throwback Thursday.
I'm sorry, who is it?
Fergie.
Okay. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Justin rolls in. Hey, can you throw back to OG first album Taylor?
Also from Marlena, who said my daughter Aaliyah is a new Swiftie.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the only legal throwbacks that we can do because she hasn't done Taylor's version of
God and he could play it again.
Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX, baby Taylor there.
Listen, Maggie. Says, hey, y'all, still missing a song dedicated to my mom and making her late for a meeting. She needs some music from her childhood that was like 100 years ago. I would love it if you play Right Stuff from New Kids.
All right, I'll drop a little something.
Her childhood from 100 years ago?
I'll drop a little something here, all right? All right, listen. This is like you're
going
to learn a little bit.
They're going on a summer tour next year.
All right, Throwback Thursday. Good, right?
We should have said, my 9-year-old Macy just said, oh no, is it Throwback Thursday?
I know.
So embarrassing.
I know. It's Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. So many are into the I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar, Britney memoir.
That is not what it's called.
I know that's not what it's called. All right, Britney, 99.70 JX.
Yeah.
Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. So Alice says we need a Hoosier song for Coach Knight. This is what I'm choosing.
Closest that we got?
I'm not playing Mellencamp.
Oh yeah, no, we're not.
He says back up to Indiana. So we'll get to that part and then we'll bail, all right?
All right,
that's our little insider information. All right, enjoy country grammar. Throwback Thursday. To get to that Indiana part. Snyder traffic, how about What's Your Fantasy? Oh, yes. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. Angie in Indiana says, yo, Jessica Simpson. Oh, remember this sweet song?
This is when she sang.
This was a hashtag banger.
Oh, before she was a business mogul.
Yeah, Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Jacqueline, don't be embarrassed for how many of the lyrics you know for these songs we're playing, okay? It means you're well educated.
Exactly.
Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Brittany texted, been traveling for work. It's been far too long since I've been able to catch a Throwback Thursday. It's good for my soul. Didn't realize how much I missed you guys.
You know what? Sometimes you realize when you travel, ain't nothing quite like old Ben and Kelly.
Your old pal
Ben and Kelly here at 99.7 DJX.
No!
99.7. Throwback Thursday. Yeah, we cut these songs off midway through. We don't have time to play them all.
We gotta try to get to as many as we can. Yeah, like Sam Stamper, he needs a Throwback Thursday song, LMFAO. Sexy, I don't know it. Just trying to start the day off with some throwback bangers.
It's Throwback Thursday. 99.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Technically, and I know it. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Brittany rolls in. Just don't ruin this moment with Nickelback. I'm looking at you, Ben. I don't know if she is. I don't know if she's doing reverse psychology and she wants to hear Nickelback.
Poking the bear.
Either way, it works.
Never made it as a nice man.
Yes! Take this and shove it! Oh, yeah, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Just in case you're wondering, Brittany's rolling in again. Not reverse psychology. She says, damn it.
You're welcome. All right. Throwback Thursday. Trevor Brad says, okay, if this is what we're doing today, can we throw in some Linkin Park? Yes, we can, Brad.
Rock.
Hashtag rock. Hashtag let's go. Hashtag. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. It's just a train wreck every Thursday morning. Honestly, I don't know why you guys listen.
It's a super fun train wreck. Can't look away. Can't listen away.
Can't what?
I don't know.
All right. Speaking off the cuff and ad-libbing is not Kelly's strong suit. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Donna's rolling in with the only way to appropriately end this throwback.
Everybody put your hands up. Oh, look at that.
Yes!
Rembrandt, not just the opening to Friends. I'll be there for you, Throwback Thursday. Everyone clap! Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX, Rembrandt's there. I'll be there for
emojis,
you.
All the crying emojis.
Yeah, we hear you.
Listen, TBS is doing a marathon of Chandler episodes. FYI, I think that's how I'm going to spend my afternoon.
Text from a listener, have two, yes, two presentations today at work, and want to thank you for the best morning. Appreciate that.
Awesome.
Hopefully we got you in a better mood here this morning on 99.7 DJX.
Andrew says, y'all, literally the best. I know. Asia is just like the crying emoji, crying heartbroken. Yes, I know, I know, I know.
Abby has a behind-the-scenes question, wondering if your eardrums bust when I scream like that, or are you numb to it?
I'm used to it, yeah. I also do my fair share of yelling.
Yeah, I was going to say, you are a yeller.
I am a yeller.
Okay. Leave it at that. All right, Throwback Thursday. Every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9, we throw it back. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Don't know if you've seen this, but the Mean Girls cast, at least three of the four original in the movie, Lindsay Lohan, Amanda Seyfried, and Lacey Chabert, reunited for a Walmart commercial for Black Friday.
Uh-huh. At North Shore, some things never change. On Wednesdays, we still wear pink. But now, we shop Walmart Black Friday deals.
Buckle up. Karen Smith here with the weather. There's a 30% chance it's already Wednesday.
This wasn't regular shopping. This was deal shopping.
Yeah, so the big question was, why was Rachel McAdams, who played Regina George, why was she not there?
Well, didn't she die?
She did, technically, in the movie.
Probably why.
She said she was busy.
Oh.
I mean, kind of in true fashion there. Almost channeling her character.
Uh-huh.
I was busy.
Okay.
Yep. Because everybody was like, there's someone missing. Why isn't Rachel May? Why isn't Regina George there?
Yeah, it's probably what she could have said, well, because my character's dead. But she didn't. She
could have.
She was just like, I'm not available.
She said, I'm busy.
Busy.
You know what? Do what you got to do, I guess, right?
I've gone down a different path.
We have tweeted out the commercial. If you haven't seen it yet, it's kind of cute. At Ben and Kelly Show here on 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good story. Kelly K.
This is the sweetest little story. When Jillian was planning her wedding, she decided she needed to find a very special role for her grandma, Ruthie.
Mm-hmm.
She said she's an awesome rock star. Ruthie is an avid gardener. So why not have Grandma Ruthie be her flower girl.
There you go.
I mean, who else better to scatter flower petals down the aisle? Here's the thing about Ruthie, though. She just turned 100 years old.
People don't believe that I'm 100.
Oh, she's a wonderful girl. I just love her.
She's just the rock in our whole family.
Yeah.
Jillian Clatty.
She's awesome. She's a rock star.
Has spent her entire life watching her grandmother blossom.
Yeah, I love her.
Which brings us to Jillian's wedding day.
This is it, my dear.
Before selecting her flowers.
Not nervous, are you?
Jillian thought.
Okay, here we go.
Who better to be her flower girl?
She's been a role model to me my whole life. She's never stopped being a role model. And so I just said, you know, I want my grandma to do it.
Aww.
Yeah.
Ruthie's applause ushered in the bride. Ruthie wore roses and a smile. Jillian and Eli chose a 100-year-old gardener to pave with petals.
I mean, attendants loved it. How cute.
That's cute.
Is she? You can see the video at WDJX.com.
We're setting the bar story. Oh. Okay, this is a setting the bar story.
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Think of the worst delivery experience you've ever had. Multiply it times 100.
I mean, I think that really the worst thing that's ever happened is if they get the order wrong or it's
just
cold.
Wait. Just
oh,
wait.
Okay.
All right, milkshakes, delicious. They come in many delicious flavors, right?
Uh-huh.
We can assume Caleb did not order this particular flavor. If you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally delivering a cup of urine instead of the milkshake you were supposed to, you're doing okay.
Why did we deliver pee? Why? How?
So, this Grubhub driver.
Oh, God.
Mistakenly delivered a cup of urine instead of a milkshake to Caleb.
Why did we have a cup of urine to begin with? Why are we driving around with a cup of urine to begin with?
I will answer all these questions.
Okay.
All right. So Caleb had ordered fries and a milkshake, right?
Uh-huh.
So you're thinking, how in the world is this accidental?
How do you mess this up?
Apparently, the driver told him he had two styrofoam cups in the car, but confused his milkshake for the one filled with pee.
Did he just not have time to find a bathroom and decided to, on the job, in a cup, I got to get my deliveries made?
That's what he does. He apparently uses one as a restroom while he's on the job.
Oh, my God.
Here is Caleb actually confronting him. He filmed this.
Did you confuse the cups? Because, like, yeah. Dude, this is, it's half full of pee.
Refunded a portion of the order.
Yeah, so.
A portion?
Yeah, so.
Need it all free.
Right.
I think it costs like $25 and they refunded $18. The actual cost of the food, they didn't refund like the delivery fee or the tip.
Apparently, Grubhub is still trying to reach out to him to kind of figure this all out.
I am going to need a year's worth of free delivery. That's what I'm going to need.
The driver has been consciously separated from
the
Grubhub.
Mm-hmm.
yeah. Right. Exactly.
Ask him not to drive for us anymore.
I haven't even gotten to the worst part of it.
That's not the worst part? What could be worse than getting pee delivered to you in a cup?
How do you think you found out?
And how you mistake a milkshake and the feeling of a milkshake in your hands, even if it's in a styrofoam cup, for something that's liquid and warm? No!
Oh,
no!
You would feel it would be warmer.
Yes, of course you would!
You would feel that.
It wouldn't be cold. It wouldn't be solid on the inside. He tasted it! Again, like I said, this is maybe by far the worst setting the bar story we've ever done on the show, ever.
I'm crying.
Ever.
I can't.
Ever, 100%.
I have a physical reaction, like I'm physically ill.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't, I mean, this wasn't me. I didn't do any of that.
No, you didn't.
It didn't happen to me at all.
So again, this is a setting the bar story. If you happen to be a delivery driver for maybe Grubhub or Uber Eats or...
Listen, I implore you to pull over and use the facilities somewhere before you pick up your next delivery.
If not for us, for Caleb's
sake.
This
is not a good system.
If you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally delivering the wrong cup!
Oh, God. Can you drink boiling water? Because I would think about you. I don't know how you clean your mouth after that. You can't brush your teeth enough.
I'm going to play this part again. How is he so calm?
Did you confuse the cups?
Oh, God!
Did you confuse the cups? I would have been like, what are you doing?
Oh my God. He handled that way better.
Way better.
Now that we know that piece of the story, he handled that way better than you could ever possibly imagine.
And scene. That is your setting the bar story.
I'm going to have to recover from that.
On 99.7 DJX.
That was so beyond.
Take a minute.
Oh my God.
Olivia Rodrigo, 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. There's so much from today's show that you'll want to probably follow up on, right?
There's much.
Yep.
On
the podcast, up there, setting the bar stories. We did get into a rousing discussion of the craziest things that you enjoy smelling.
That was a little bizarre.
Because we were letting you let your freak flag fly and admit things to us.
Trying to determine if it was kind of normal or
not. Yeah, exactly. So that was a fun discussion.
I didn't know that smelling plates was a thing, but a couple of people said they do that.
Yeah, they smell plates before they put anything on it.
Interesting. Like, are you trying to smell if there's any residual food from the last time?
Exactly. I mean, that was what kicked off the entire conversation.
Like, can that affect the food you're going to be putting on it? I don't know.
And then we're going to have to try to follow up with Jessica at some point because she had a dilemma with a coworker. And
she was thinking of uprooting her entire life.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was
like
a lot.
Blowing it up.
Yep.
Like she was going to blow up her life.
It was a lot.
It was much. I think we gave her a lot to think about, and I'm hoping that she is going to get some more follow-up with professional conversations with a therapist who can help her sift through.
I mean, technically, we are professional, Kelly. We're getting paid to talk on the air.
We didn't go to school
professional
to help people figure out how to run their lives. Okay. We didn't go to school for that.
This is true.
We just have opinions.
This is true.
And microphones.
All right. So, yeah, like we said, anything you want to catch up on, you can on the podcast, WDJX.com. Click listen. What else, Kelly?
I think that's it.
All right.
I'm thrown off.
That like setting Caleb's, the bar story really, really
Caleb's
messed
flight.
You up.
Just prayers for Caleb.
Prayers for Caleb.
I'm hoping he can move forward after what he experienced.
Yep.
It
took you down for a good 15 minutes.
I want to go back in time to where I don't need to know about what Caleb did, what he went through. I don't.
All right. Well, we'll leave you with that. Have a great day. We will talk to you tomorrow.
No.